Could an indictment have been better for the Democrats? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Consider, ever since yesterday's announcement that Hillary Clinton would not be indicted for her carelessness with official emails, the internet has been ruthlessly replaying her numerous past denials.
I never sent nor received any email that was marked classified.
Side by side with the FBI director saying this.
110 emails have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received.
And even as President Obama was saying this.
And there has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office.
At yesterday's State Department briefing, reporters were asking questions like this.
Does Secretary Clinton continue to have security clearances? And is it theoretically possible that you would then review those security clearances?
Raising the prospect of a presidential candidate who technically might not qualify for a security clearance at a time when her negatives were already at 53%, surpassed, of course, only by Trump's. Whereas, if Mrs. Clinton had faced indictment, you know who'd be stepping in.
And when the middle class does well, the wealthy do very well, and the poor have a way up. So organize, organize, organize!
A man whose negatives are only 35%, which these days qualifies for sainthood. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.